all too often I have reason to invoke one of the sacred monsters of pop culture, the Simpsons' gossipy, judgmental pastor's wife, Helen Lovejoy. "Will someone please think of the children?" has been a rallying cry to mob acts of brain-crushing idiocy for 20 years. While The Simpsons may be well past its prime, it still manages to raise a wry chuckle now and then. Sadly, in the real world, Lovejoyism isn't amusing at all. It's always going to be hard to say some hard truths about the death of 16-year-old James Webster this last week after drinking a bottle of vodka outside a party. After all, it's a cliché that it is a tragedy for any parent to bury their children. It's a cliché because it's true. But John Key deserves the first gold star he's had from me for a while for issuing a reality check on people who are saying that this is a slam dunk argument for raising the drinking age. As far as I'm aware, Webster didn't illegally buy or ask anyone to supply him with the vodka he drank, and which is believed to have contributed to his death. He reportedly stole it from his grandmother's house where he was staying the night of the party. In short, if the drinking age was still 20, it would have made no difference at all. Another sad outbreak of Lovejoyism this week came from Whakatane, a charming town I've lived in for several years. According to an exquisitely stupid headline in the New Zealand Herald on Thursday, "Red shirt caused gang thug to assault child." Not to let any facts get in the way of a good head of moral outrage, it's not yet known whether the blue-clad freak who berated and poked a four-year-old child in a park for wearing a red shirt has any gang affiliations. Yes, it was appalling. I'm perfectly well aware that gangs exist in Whakatane and they add precisely nothing to the quality of life in a good place full of good people. But Whakatane District Mayor Colin Holmes had to share the love joy and was quoted saying, "The District Council wanted to follow Whanganui's example and take action against gangs, especially their public presence and regalia." So, instead of getting done over by gang wannabes for couture crimes, the police and local government will be doing it instead? With all due disrespect, that's not missing the point, but running away from it as fast as your legs can carry you. And that, gentle listeners, is what makes Lovejoyism so dangerous. The tragic death of a young man or the harassment of a child playing in the sunshine is an easy get if you're looking for nothing more than quick headlines. But if you really give a damn about the children, it helps to pay attention and focus, like an adult.